Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. How brilliant of your dad even to put you in a position to have to share what Jesus has done, because there's something in us that activates not only when we share Christ's love, but when we share Christ's story, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, his word was exposure. He just thought, he equated discipleship with exposure. You expose your kids or whoever you're with to the words in God's book, but then you also expose them to what it looks like in tangible, simple ways to love people. So if he was making a hospital call, he always had two or three people with him. If he was doing a funeral or a wedding, two or three people were always with him. They could be exposed to what ministry looked like, and patterned it very simply after Jesus. Imagine that.
Reading a story in your book about a time that he was praying for those three people to run into those people God had assigned to him, and one was a man, I think, on a country road, and he stopped, and the man invited him into his house. You remember that story in your book?
Yes.
Will you tell that one?
Yeah, my dad was leaving work, and he kept a list of the people that he had encountered during the day, and there was one missing. And so he prayed on the way home, God, if you want to redirect my footsteps even now, I'm available. And took a backcountry road home, one that he didn't normally take home, and saw a guy in a field motioning to him and literally saying, come this direction. So my dad drove up this long country lane, I could take you there today, and pulled into the front door of this guy's house, and looked out in the field, and the guy was just pointing to the house. And so my dad went up and knocked on the door, and this large, burly farmer came to the door with overalls on and said to my dad, did God send you? And my dad said, I believe so. And he invited him in, and there was a shotgun on the guy's table. And he said, I've been sitting here all day trying to figure out why I should keep living. And my dad said, well, I can give you a lot of reasons, but I'll give you one to start with, and that is that I love you and God loves you. And just was able to share the gospel with him. And that guy came to Christ. My dad eventually baptized him in the pond in his property, became a member of the church there in that small town, and honestly was just a pig farmer, really faithful guy the rest of his life. And we used to cut wood with him, and just a great man, but wouldn't have come to know Jesus if my dad hadn't prayed that simple prayer every day.
You know, I'm thinking of the word your dad used, John, exposure, because the opposite of that you'd think would be protection. And I think that's what has inoculated so much of the body of Christ, is a holy bubble protection. You were exposed to unbelievers. You were exposed to unbelievers coming to Christ. You were exposed to a culture that had some of the tension in it of unbelievers and believers walking with each other. I mean, all those things to me create an electricity that's absent when you're protected from that, don't you think?
Sure. My dad used to say, you know, John, evangelism and fishing, Jesus equated them for a reason. They're messy. You know, you never pull a fish out of the water that's clean and smells good. And he said, people's lives are messy. And we got to wade into that mess and bear that burden with them. You know, he used to quote another passage in Galatians, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. And, you know, I saw that. I saw my parents weeping with people. You know, we took in refugees after the Vietnam War, and I thought everybody had 8 Vietnamese people living in their house. I just thought that was normal.
You know?
I'd come home, and we weren't rich. We were poor. You know, I used to tell people all the time, we ate spaghetti twice a week, and I thought we were cosmopolitan, but it was because we couldn't afford, you know, other food. And my parents just scraped pennies and nickels and dimes together to be able to care for people.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.